Here's your morning DNB Tech Minute for Friday, February 6th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. The European Commission has said TikTok must redesign its app due to concerns that features like infinite scroll, autoplay, and its personalized algorithm are addictive and violate the bloc's Digital Services Act. The European Union's executive arm said TikTok might not have done enough to adequately assess how its app design could harm users' physical and mental well-being. It noted existing screen time and parental controls don't seem to reduce addiction risk. A TikTok spokesperson called the EU regulators' claims false and meritless. Amazon saw its U.S. corporate income taxes shrink by more than half in 2025, while its profits climbed. That's thanks to a new tax law signed by President Trump last July. According to a securities filing released today, the company's taxes incurred last year declined to $1.2 billion from $9 billion. On a cash basis, Amazon paid less than $3 billion in federal income taxes last year. It had paid more than $7 billion in each of the prior 2 years. The figures offer one of the clearest examples yet of how the largest U.S. companies are benefiting from the tax cuts, which are also boosting individual tax refunds this year. And Jeep maker Stellantis said it would book charges of about $26 billion over bad EV bets. Its CEO said the write-downs reflect overestimating EV adoption and canceling related projects. Stellantis is the latest automaker to flush out massive EV investments. Ford took a $19.5 billion hit in December, and GM last month reported $6 billion in write-downs. Stellantis, like other automakers, is shifting gears to hybrids. And that's your TMB Tech Minute. We'll be back this afternoon with more.